This is Dr. Ali dictating follow-up readmission comprehensive note and evaluation. Patient name Sheena. Last name S. Patient name Lee, L E E Sheena, S H. Last name Lee, L E E. First name Sheena, S H E E N A. Date of birth. June 15, 1970, place Future Care Chad Village. History of present illness. This is a 53-year-old female. She has been admitted to Future Care Chad Village after the stroke, extensive stroke, resulted in dysphagia, required PAG2 placement. She also has a dysphagia, previous right below knee amputation. And while she was at the subacute rehab, patient was noted to have a fever. She was evaluated the same day by nurse practitioner at the facility and noted to have a left mandibular swelling and suspected dental infection. And we started her antibiotics via G-tube. But in the evening, the same day, patient had a tachycardia, heart rate up to 120, 130. That was reported to me on the phone by the nurse. And patient has a fever, low grade, 100.1. Because of tachycardia, dental abscess, we send the patient by ambulance to the Union Memorial Hospital. Patient was evaluated at Union Memorial Hospital. They did CT scan. CT scan showed left mandibular abscess. There was no ENT service available. And they spoke to Washington Hospital Center. And the patient was accepted there. Patient was transferred from the Union Memorial to Washington Hospital Center for drainage of the left mandibular abscess from the tooth infection. Patient was evaluated. She underwent drainage of the abscess. Her medication, they were changed from ambagmentin to amoxicillin. They advised 875 BID for 7 days. And the patient was sent back to the Future Care Child Village Nursing Rehab for continuation of care. Patient admitted here. She came back yesterday. Today when I saw the patient, she is lying on the bed. Patient is non-verbal. She is not answering any questions. She has no discomfort. Through her system, no headache, no vomiting. But patient cannot answer any of the questions. No fever, no chills today. Past medical history. Right leg below knee amputation, history of DVT, history of CVA resulting in extensive dysphagia, dysarthria, and requiring back to placement, COPD, hypertension, right hemiplegia. Sorry, left side weakness, left hemiplegia, not the right. History of substance abuse. History of extensive stroke workup done at John Hopkins. History of DVT and pulmonary embolism. Bilateral striatocapsular stroke. And bilateral weakness. Initially, she has a left side weakness. Then she has a new right side weakness with the new infarct. as reported from Johns Hopkins Hospital, and she was maintained on aspirin and Plavix while in the hospital. History of COPD, hyperlipidemia, syphilis treated in 1996, right ulnar neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, right BKA. Current medication, amlodipine 10 mg daily, amoxicillin 875 mg BID for 7 days, Lipitor 80 mg daily, buprenorphine 2 mg / 0.5 daily, Lovinox 100 mg subcutaneous. They recommended 90 mg subcutaneous Q12 hour, Estilapram 20 mg daily, Lisinopril 40 mg daily, Melatonin 3 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Miralax 17 g daily, Nystatin topicals powder for the skin rash, Propranolol 10 mg 3 times a day, Scopolamine patch for increased secretion 1 mg every 72 hours, Senacort 8.6 mg BID, Thiamine 100 mg daily, and Warfarin 6 mg one tablet daily via G-tube with the PTI and our monitoring. These are her current medications as I dictated. They are current and I have reviewed. Patient was also started initially doxycycline. That need to be reviewed.
She has three doses so far.
Because of GT side redness, suspected cellulitis, will give her total 5 days of doxy.
5 days instead of 10?
Yeah. Okay. 5 days and then we complete. Currently, when I saw the patient today, GT side, no discharge, but there is some redness and irritation. But she will complete 7 days of amoxicillin. Through our system, as I dictated, physical exam, patient is awake. She is non-verbal. Blood pressure 126/82. Pulse 71. Temperature 97 Fahrenheit. Respiration 18. Pulse ox 96%. Respiration 20. Blood sugar 110. Head dead mac normochelic cardiogenic taric. Neck supple JVD. Chest non-tender. Lungs. Bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft. Non-tender pulse and pulse, G-tube in place. There is some redness around the GT side, but there is no oozing, there is no pulse. Extremities, right BK, stump has healed. Left leg has edema, trace edema, but no cough tenderness. Chronic skin changes in the toes. Neuro, she is awake, non-verbal. Mumbling but not answering any question. Dysarthria, expressive aphasia. She has a bilateral weakness, right more than the left. Recent lab today, WBC 7.4, hemoglobin 13.8, medical 44. Platelet count 377. PTNR is pending. Assessment, patient is admitted. Left mandibular abscess, secondary to dental infection. Status post, abscess drainage at Washington Hospital Center. Next line. Extensive stroke, bilateral. Striato capsulars, as documented on MRI. She has a new right side weakness and also the left side weakness. Etiology stroke, they say, is cryptogenic as per John Hoffman workup. Next line, DVT, next line, new PE diagnosed and John Hoffman admission in July. Next line, PVD status post right below knee amputation. Next line, history of substance abuse. Next line, hypertension. Next line, history of COPD as per old record. Plan of care will continue all her current medication as dictated. Currently, she is not wheezing. Care plan discuss with the nursing staff. I will put her on albuterol, nebulizer, PRN if needed for shortness of breath. She carried the diagnosis of COPD. This end of her case, thank you.